started home, 'twas only a few that were there. A lonely little boy on an old wagon seat, his heartache too heavy to bear. He turned to his father, who drove the old mule. His face plainly showed the deep hurt. Why did they put Grandpappy in that old wooden box, then cover him over with dirt? The man searched for an answer as the old mule slowly walked along, and through his tears he gazed down the road. And as he held the little boy close to his ragged shirt, he endeavored to lighten his load. Why, Grandpappy weren't in that box, boy. The Lord took him out. He came and got Pappy last night while you was asleep. And that coffin, that was all they buried today, boy. That's the truth, honey baby. Don't weep. You remember how old Pappy always talk about how he think he need a new banjo? Well, the Lord know that. So he come and got Pappy, and he found him a-dreaming in his old rocking chair. So he take him up to him, and he show him that big garden. And he say, Pappy, if you work it, you not only get the new banjo, but I give you another mule, a good mule, and a plow that's got a golden plow chain. That's what he say to Pappy. Old Pappy's gone away, boy. But he's got a new banjo, a brand new one, just a rocking and a plinking, yes, sir, in his golden rocking chair. He's got another mule, too, boy, a good mule. And Pappy works in a garden, and he got a new plow with a golden plowshare. That's the truth, honey baby. That's the truth.